Mic check. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check.
You got to put your lips closer to the mic.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Without that retarded ass. So what you want to talk about?
This was your idea. I didn't even know I was coming over here for this.
Oh, I'm supposed to have, just have stuff to talk about? All right. No problem. I have a bunch of stuff to talk about. But before I talk about anything, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the podcast. This is the High Def Podcast. Welcome back. And you are listening to this beautiful soft sounds of my voice. So what you want to talk about?
You're supposed to have this under control.
Oh, all right. So I got to revert to my list. Well, let's start with how was your day before I get to my list. How was your day? Did you have a good day?
My day was productive.
Productive. All right. So this is a podcast and we use words here, right? So when you say certain words, they have meanings. So productive means you did something today meaningful. Or
I did do something meaningful today. All right,
relax. I'm just making sure that we know what the word productive means. So give me an example of something that you did productive today.
Oh.
Take that gum out your mouth.
Oh my goodness.
You can't be chewing gum on the mic.
You know none of this is actually going to be recorded, correct?
Yeah. This is just practice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to play me telling you. I'm just letting you know. You get into this mode and then it's play jokes on Tiffany.
I'm just trying to let you know.
You're trying to play me and tell me I don't know what productive means when I do know what productive means.
No, I'm just trying to tell you that if you chew gum on a microphone, it sounds bad. That's all. So, what did you do productive today?
I took my bike to Bond Park.
You took your bike to a park?
To Bond Park.
Bond Park. Mm-hmm. All right, let's not let everybody know. You could have just said the park. You didn't have to say specifically where. Let me mark that. I might have to edit that. Next time you go to your barn park, you might have somebody looking for you.
Nobody's going to be checking for me, Trent.
All right, well, that's get good, I guess.
Thanks.
It's not the productive that I thought you were going to say, but... All right, look, I wrote down a question today. Let's just get right into the shit. I wrote this question down today. And the question is, what's in your hoe bag? Not like literally now what's in your hoe bag, but when you have a hoe bag, what's in it? Do you know what a hoe bag is?
Yeah, it's a bag if you're going to bring in order or expecting the possibility of sex.
So what's in your hoe bag?
Why was this a question for you?
You know, it's just a question. What's in your hoe bag? What would you bring with you?
Extra clothes. Definitely a toothbrush. Definitely some freshen up things. And that's about it.
So clothes, toothbrush, and some freshening up things. For the sake of not, like, making you feel too uncomfortable right now, I'm not going to go into the details.
Don't.
I'm not going to ask you the details.
Don't.
But I am going to ask you, how would you feel if you showed up to someone's spot and they had, like, a prepared hoe bag for you? So, like, you show up. And they're like, yeah, man, you know, I got extra toothbrush in there. You need extra underwear, bra.
No, that's
extra
crazy.
Extra clothes.
That's crazy.
You think that's crazy?
Because that means that they
What if it's brand new? It's brand new shit.
But that's a routine thing that they obviously do with multiple people.
So it's a red flag on the play.
It's definitely
What if it's
a
just
red
toothbrushes?
Flag. Toothbrushes is different.
You get there and you got, you know, extra pack of toothbrushes. Just
If it's my first time going there.
Yeah.
That's weird because he's already expecting me to spend the night.
So if you... All right, so say it's after you, or you just is late, and you're like, fuck it, I've been drinking, I'm probably not gonna go anywhere. And dude's like, yo, just go in the bathroom. There's a
That's okay.
Nice whole setup for you. Got the washcloth, got the towel, got the, and it's girly stuff though. It ain't like a bar of soap. He got like the
That's weird.
The Dove and the
That's weird.
Why is it weird? Why isn't it just like, oh shit?
Because that almost, when you do that, that's like you already have that as a routine. That's something you most likely already.
So if I go to a girl's house and she has a toothbrush and some boxers and a wife beater just in the pack, I gotta.
Why would she have that though?
I don't know. That's. I mean, the same way, like you said, that's okay.
It's one thing if you have like an extra toothbrush or possibly maybe even a bar of soap that doesn't necessarily have
a fragrance to it. Red flag? Where's the...
When you start popping out with, oh, I got an underwear for you or I got bras for you or, you know, you got a whole drawer just waiting on standby.
What if dude's like... Here we go. My bad. Technical difficulties. What do you mean? Where does my brain go? Why wasn't that a legit question? I think it's a legit question.
Because I don't think people do that nowadays. I really don't think
Hoe bags?
No, I think people do carry bags, you know, with them. They want
to
make sure.
You don't think people take the initiative to, like, make sure that their guest is comfortable?
Not to that extent.
So if someone goes the extra mile, you look at it as a red flag, not like...
There's going the extra mile, and then there's taking it to an extent in which they got a whole drawer. It's one thing if you got a washcloth maybe laid out for a person, or an extra towel, or a toothbrush. Anything else other than that, you're pushing it.
Some scented lotion?
But a female would bring that. Or guys bring over whole bags, too, when they go to people's houses. Guys will come in with book bags.
You got any condoms in your whole bag?
If that's what I'm planning.
It's a whole bag.
You always should have that.
All right. What else is in your whole bag? Do you have... let's get off the whole bag. Here's my list. We can get into some shit. So, what do you want to talk about? I got some this or that's. I have that.
What's your feeling on...
Whoa, I'm the host. What's going on here?
I have a question, too.
Well, raise your hand.
No one can see if I raise my hand. What the hell?
I can see you.
I'm not raising my hand to ask a question.
What's your question?
What do you feel about the baby's comments?
The baby?
Yeah.
About the gay people?
But see,
you trying to get me hung up on my podcast already. What do I think he shouldn't have said that shit.
But I'm confused to what he said exactly.
He said, and I'm quoting, he was basically on, you know how like in between sets, they just start talking to the crowd and shit. So he was in between songs and he was just like, you know how like the DJ be like, shout out to all the ladies in the house. And shout out to all the singles in the house.
No, I seen that part.
All right, so he was doing that, and what he said was, if you ain't been in the back and you ain't sucking a dude's dick, raise your hand. Like,
yeah, but he said two other parts prior to that.
Yeah, he said.
But I didn't see where the LGBTQ.
That was the one I just mentioned. He was talking about guys. He said if you a guy and you not.
Sucking dick
and you didn't
in a
suck dick in a corner or some shit makes
some
noise.
In
and he said if you don't have and right after that or right before that, he followed that with if you have one of them STDs that'll kill you or something.
But
like
see,
that.
That's what got me confused.
But he said it all together, so basically it's like you're compounding the two things. Like gay people, gay men sucking dick equals HIV or whatever else.
But I thought people reached that. I thought they were reaching with that. Because his first
comment was... But you can't say all
was,
of that shit in the same sentence. And it,
but he perioded it. He said, put right, every time...
I really don't want to have this conversation.
Well, hold on. Because every time he said, put your phone up, that was technically a period to the end of a sentence. So he said, if any of y'all have HIV or an STI...
If anybody was in the back sucking dick, it shouldn't have mattered. That was the point.
But he didn't
That's
say in
preference.
The back sucking dick.
Yes,
he said in the parking lot.
All right, we're going to go to a commercial break so I can actually find it.
You made me look it up and you already had it right there?
I just looked it up. Relax. Nah, the funny shit is the fucking the ad lib dude in the background.
But they was all
right. So y'all heard it. Now, what's your question now that you heard it again?
I still feel like one had nothing to do with the other. I think which people one? Subconsciously put the two together, which just shows that that's where their mind was thinking.
So you don't think his HIV comment had anything?
Because he added it with STDs.
Well, he didn't say if you a heterosexual male or female and you out there having sex, everybody put your lights up. And he didn't follow that with, and by the way, if you had HIV, like so you have to go with the way he said it. The sequence of events is the way he said it. He's lapping all of that shit together.
Either way, though, you can interpret it, though, how you want to interpret it. Even if he lapped it all together, why would your mind automatically go to that?
Because that's the way he said it.
But that's your subconscious already thinking
that. No, he straight up and down said that. Black and white. He said that straight up. If you this, and you this, and you this, and you that.
So if your pussy tastes like water, how does that have anything to do with being gay or bisexual or anything else?
That was the last thing he said, right?
That was the second thing he said. The last thing he said was about guys in the parking lot.
I don't know, and I really don't care, and I don't think it was worth, like,
even
mentioning. Or yeah, see, this is why you're not the host. Anyway, let's see what I got on the list here. So you didn't answer me. Do you want to do some this or that, or do you want me to just ask you some random, or not ask you, but you want to just go over some random topics I have, or
just go over random topics?
All right, let's pick one out of a hat here. Let's see what we got here. Phone etiquette. No, we definitely ain't gonna talk about phone etiquette with you. Let's see.
I feel like that was a low ball. That was a jab.
I got a good one here. All right, you ready? You might be able to help explain for me and the listeners. Titties. Do you have those?
Yes. Breasts? Yes.
What is some other word? Jugs?
Knockers.
Knockers. There you go. What else we got?
Cans.
Headlights.
Yeah.
You got some of those, right?
Yes.
One, two, three. How many you got?
Two.
Two knockers. What do you like to refer to them as?
Breasts.
You have two breasts. All right. Can you explain sizes? Like, how does that work?
The sizes are like, all
so
different.
Like, is there like an A, B, C, D, E, F? Is it in order? These are legit questions. I'm talking to you like as a guy.
I think a guy would know the sizes.
So, all right. So
he might not know the numbers, what the number
means. That's what I'm asking. Like, so there's a letter and there's a number, right? What do the letter and the number mean?
The letter is the actual physical like size of your breast. And then the number is how wide your back and around is.
Okay, so what's a really small size?
An A cup.
An A cup. All right. And so you can be an A cup, but like have a really big number?
Yeah, depending upon if you have a wide back.
So the letter is pretty. So like as a guy, I don't really care about the number, right? I just care about the letter.
Yeah, for the most part.
All right. So, what's a really big letter?
An E or an F?
An E or an F.
Because that means you had to go through A, B, C, D, double D, triple D.
There ain't no G?
There's a G, too.
Oh, there's a G, too?
It goes all the way up. I mean, I don't think.
So, there's some Z's? There's a chick out here walking around with some Z's?
Nah, that's crazy.
Oh, where's the letter stop at?
there is no actual technical letter where it stops at, because people get surgeries all the time. It really comes down to how big you really want your chest to be. Mm-hmm. Typically, though, unless you get surgery, it normally ends at like E.
E. Hmm. So, is that like a big deal for girls? Like, their chest size or their breast size?
If they're a smaller female with a big chest, it could hurt their back.
The napkin. Alright. So, how about... So, like...
Remember, my gum's in the middle of that.
Big girls got big breasts, right?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. So, explain.
It's genetics, though.
So, you could be a big girl with little breasts.
You could be a big girl with little breasts, or you could be a little girl with a huge breast.
So...
Or you could be the only one in your family that got big breasts and everyone else got little ass breasts.
So, is breast genetics?
That's what they say.
So, if your mom got some big titties, you probably gonna have some big knockers.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. All right. So, what size are you?
A triple D.
A triple D. So, that's big.
That's on the bigger size, yes.
So, here's my question. If you're a triple D, why aren't you just an E? Why the single D, then the double D, then the triple D? Why not just go from D to E?
Because there's a standard D, and then if your breast is a little bit bigger, then they do a double D, and then it gets a little bigger. But that's with any letter. There's an A, and then a double A.
There's a triple A?
Yeah.
What the... See, I know I wrote this question down for a reason. So... What the fuck is a triple A?
It's someone who wants to kind of be closer to a B, but it gives them a little bit of a sense. Either way, they don't got no chest.
And these are like legit sizes that are in the store. You can go look.
But see, you can't. You could go into a store up to the letter D. They'll sell it in a store. If you go to some fancy stores, Victoria's Secret, they only sell up to a C.
Do women wash their bras?
Yes, but you're not supposed to wash them that frequently. And you're not supposed to put them in the dryer.
So they're not like drawers or Mm-mm. underwear. So like, y'all get a good couple of wears out of the bra before it gets washed. I'm recording.
You can. Yeah.
All right. Is there, am I missing anything? Is there any other bra titty myths that I should be asking? Oh, I got one. I think I'm going to name the episode Titties. All right, I got one. So, areola color.
See, that's questionable because I've heard from people that you could actually describe a person's race by their areola color. So, if they have a darker areola color, that means that they come from some type of ethnic background, in comparison to someone who might have more of a pink color.
And if I was an expert on that, I could be able to, like, if you didn't know your background, I could just be like, let me see your titties.
Well, I'm just saying that there are people that say that. Like, they say that, you know, some of their areolas are darker than other people.
Do you subscribe to that?
Do I personally subscribe to that?
Yes. You mentioned it. I didn't.
No, I do think that the colors does kind of, like, if you are...
So what about the pink joints?
I don't know. Typically, that's in most white women.
All right. You just threw me an alley-oop. Would you consider yourself to be a white woman?
But see, that's why I said, I don't know, because I am a white woman, and my areolas are a little bit darker. Mm-hmm.
So that just throws your whole... statement out the window, didn't
it? Well, that's why I said it could be different. I said, well, typically.
Maybe you're not a white girl.
No, I am 100% white, but no. it's different.
All right. What about like the clear joints? Or like the joints that's the same color as the titty?
I personally wouldn't know about that. You might know a little bit more.
How many titties have you seen?
I see them like on television. I haven't.
No, personally, I meant like real live titties. How many titties?
Maybe three or four.
How many titties been in your face?
In my face?
Yeah, like how many titties you had access to physically seeing?
Like three or four.
Now, are these female? I mean, not female titties. Are these like family member titties, or these are not family?
Friends sometimes changing.
Okay, so what's like the what's the courtesy on like girls changing next to each other? You just titties out right in your face, just bra off, and or is it?
I think girls are more likely to possibly change their upper clothing in front of people. I've never seen anyone change in front of me their underwear or something like that.
So girls pulling off their shirts in front of other chicks is just normal.
It's just whatever.
That's like dudes taking off their shorts in the locker room.
If that's what y'all do.
I mean.
Do y'all just let it hang out?
It depends.
Okay, that's news to me. I didn't know that. But
in the locker room, if you're playing sports or something, I mean. Yeah, I mean, it's you typically, you know, drop your shit, you know, head to the locker room or head to the shower or. It's not like we just walking around talking, dick swinging and shit. I mean, just, but I could see y'all taking your shirt off, bra off, and just, hey, girl.
Well, we're not going to be sitting in a living room with no shirts on.
I
didn't say that.
I mean, like, if you want to, you know, take a commercial break here. And we're back from our commercial break. So where were we at? I know it had something to do with titties.
You were talking about how females, in comparison to males, how they would typically
get undressed in front of. All right, that's boring. Let's talk about something better. What about like the big pepperoni looking areolas? You can get the pepperonis, or you got the Hershey Kisses looking ones. Then you got the what? You act like I'm not making sense. You know what the pepperoni looking areola is? That's like the big pancake looking one.
Well, let me ask you a question.
What?
Do guys really even have a preference in a pepperoni areola or a Hershey Kiss, like you just said?
Some guys might.
I mean, is there really necessarily like a perfect breast?
Everybody has a preference.
So what's your preference?
My personal preference?
Yeah, you brought it up.
I'm more of an ass and leg guy.
Okay, but if you had a preference...
You can actually have no titty. Well... Yeah, have something there, but you could be an A cup, and I could still be very attracted to you. Like the titties or non titties doesn't really make or break me being attracted to you.
Well, do you think that's a race thing too?
What, titties?
Because I've heard from certain white men that say, I mean, now it's starting to change a little bit, but they used to say they'd rather a big chested female with no ass than a woman with no titties and an ass.
You said white guys say that?
Typically.
Why do you think white guys say that?
I don't know. That's always been like the myth.
Well, you don't need certain equipment to deal with a big titty. If you're dealing with a big ass, you typically need to have certain equipment to deal with that. And if you don't have that type of equipment, then you're going to lean towards something else.
Why would you need... This is the other thing, too. What is the whole pleasure of a big ass? Like, what does it do for a guy? For everyone to talk so much about the size of a chick's ass, what does it really do?
Okay, we were talking about titties, but all right, I'll answer your question. What is it about a big ass?
Yeah, that gets guys so motivated.
I don't see. I can't, and I don't plan on speaking for most men. I think everybody has their own preference. I can try to generalize the answer, but it's probably not a generalized answer. Most guys aren't a monolith, so they're not all the same. So I would say, I mean, just like anything else, you want more. More is better, I guess. More than less. I mean,
for what reason, though?
I mean, for you, for looks or like for physical pleasure. I think those are two different.
Sexual purposes.
For sexual purposes, I mean, it's probably feels better. I mean, do you want to sleep on a cardboard mattress, or you want to sleep on like a big fluffy mattress?
Okay.
I think that'll be the difference. So like you're touching on something that is not as voluptuous and soft and cushiony and you know, it's like a stress ball. You know, you want to squeeze.
Stress ball. Okay.
If you squeeze in a stress ball, you don't want to squeeze, you know, a paper bag, you know, something hard, and you want to squeeze something soft and cushiony. And I'm explaining this off the fly, but I'm pretty sure it makes sense.
Okay, that's the first time I heard of it being a stress ball, but okay.
I like my bed example. Like, do you want to sleep on some sheetrock, or do you want to sleep on a beanbag?
Okay, I'd rather be on a beanbag.
You'd rather be on a beanbag. Yeah. Right? All right, so I think that's the same thing. I don't think it's... But, I mean, some guys might like the skinny or the thinner look. I mean, I personally just want you to have curves in the right places and have... I can't even say a certain physique, because I like big, small, short, tall. I think I can find beauty in anybody.
Okay, now you're pushing it. Now you're pushing it.
I can. You could be ugly as hell, but have some pretty feet.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that you want to date the person.
I could be attracted to your feet.
If you got a fetish for feet, I guess.
Yeah, I don't. But if that was my thing, then yeah, I mean... So anyway, we got off topic here. What? Let's reel it back in. What? How did you throw me for a loop? Because you started talking about ass. That's how you threw me for a loop.
No, you was referencing females and their areolas and the different colors and the different sizes.
Yeah, I was just wanted to get a woman's perspective on that. I just thought it was interesting, and I think it's something that doesn't get talked about. Who talks about titties in depth?
I don't think there's much to talk about. They're kind of either in your face or they're not in your face.
There's a lot to talk about. All right, so let's take it a step further. Some people don't really like their titties messed with. Some people really want their titties messed with. Some women, I'm speaking like from what I got from other women. Some women think that it's more for the guy than it is for the girl. Some women think the opposite. You ever had a dude just suck one titty?
Yeah.
Does that bother you?
No, because I'm not really
You never be like, yo, I have two. Like, why are you just on here?
No, because I'm not a big titty person. It wouldn't really bother me if the guy sucked my titties or didn't suck my titties.
Okay, so then you're like the women that say that it's more for the guy.
Well, I think it's one of those things that just leads to something else.
So it's like a gateway.
Well, if someone's getting close enough to suck your titties, there's a possibility they're going to get close enough to suck something else.
You ever let somebody suck your titties and it just didn't go no further?
Yeah.
Wow. Like as an adult?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're going to explain that and we're going to end this podcast. You let somebody just suck your titties and...
If I knew in my head that I...
How did that happen?
If we were necessarily making out
or something. No. How did it happen already? I want to know the story. Don't give me an example of how it could happen. How did you end up letting someone suck your titties and it just stopped right there? Y'all fell asleep? Y'all drunk?
No, because I didn't want to give him any other parts of me. I wasn't ready to lay down with him, so I gave him a little glimpse, but nothing else.
Yeah, you can get a little titty, but you can't get no ass.
Yeah. You could take back the titty part, you know what I'm saying? But when you give your ass away to somebody, you giving your whole self to somebody. You got to be more careful about who you just do that with. And that might sound crazy because that's still a part of yourself, but to me it's not as big as...
I think kissing is more intimate than that, but...
See, I don't personally feel like that.
So you give her some, give a little titty, but you ain't getting no ass. Did you eventually give him some ass?
No.
Why? Because he didn't suck both titties?
No. It just never went in that direction.
That sounds like high school.
That's not high school.
I definitely sucked some titties in high school. And probably didn't get no ass.
Yeah, but you were
but
young.
As an adult, don't even mention or pull out a titty without knowing that this
so that automatically
ass.
Means that you're supposed to have sex?
Yes. As an adult, if you pull a titty out, unless it's just like, you know, y'all playing or like, no, if you pull a titty out, this leads somewhere.
No, you can't say that because nothing really leads to something. It should never be automatic. Anything you do is going to 100% lead to something.
All right, so explain the scenario because I don't want to sound like a bad guy. So you were being intimate or engaging in some type of intimacy and he crossed first base and was rounding up second base and then...
And then I sent his ass home.
So how do you do that? How does that work?
You say it to yourself and you let the person know.
No. I want you to like paint a picture.
Okay, so I guess I was making out with the person. One uh-huh. thing led to
no,
something
you know,
else.
I guess you was making out.
One thing led
y'all
to
rubbing and feeling, and next thing you know, titty pop out.
Yeah, and then I realized at that point I didn't want to take it any further. So I popped my titty back in.
So you just, all right, that's enough. You it's like you just gave him a little titty and popped it back in. And it was like, that's enough?
Yeah. Why are you going to give a person, especially like you have to know the person that, one, you're making out with to begin with. Because you never want to give a person everything all at one time.
So in that moment, you're like, I'm not going to do this today.
But I possibly might in the future.
So while you were putting the titty back, you had that in your head. Like, it's still a possibility, just not today.
It's not today, and we'll see if you're worth the wait for next week or 2 weeks from now. Or even a month or two.
You should have kept your goddamn titty in your damn shirt.
I probably should have, but you at least get something. You get to see if they can hold their ground and walk away and still be cool.
Man, what the fuck?
What?
That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
You've never had a girl that you were sitting up there making out with or whatever, and then all of a sudden she just kind of
a titty never got pulled out. I've been in that position.
You never attempted, and maybe she pulled back a little bit.
Yeah, but a titty never got pulled out in that attempt. That's what I'm saying.
So the moment that a guy sees a titty, that's an automatic, oh yeah, we definitely fuck it.
Ah, damn, you making me sound like a fucking...
Think about it, though.
No, I'm clear in what I'm saying, but I mean, when you just reacts me the question like that, it just sounds kind of like crazy. But yes, absolutely. I think that if we're engaging in some type of intimacy and it gets to the point where a titty is pulled out, absolutely, I think that this isn't it. This isn't, is this, it's not, all right, you're getting a little titty, and that's about it. Unless, all right, let me rephrase that. There is probably some scenarios I can think of that, yes, that happens. But for the most part, and for argument's sake, no, I'm sticking to what I'm saying. I think if you get to that, especially if you're saying in your head, like, I would. Just not today. Then keep your fucking... Don't pull a titty out. That's what I'm saying. Pull a titty out when it's that day. When that day comes, then pull a titty out. Until that day, keep titty in shirt.
But why though? It's my titty. If I want to pull it out, I could pull my own titties out.
Because that's mixed signals and that's how you get somebody caught up.
No, you get somebody
that's
caught
how,
up
that's
if
how you,
they
that's
choose
how you
to
get,
allow
get,
themselves
that's how you
to be
get
caught.
Dude hanging outside your job or... Now, you might not get that, dude. But that's how you definitely... That's singing cross signals. That ain't cool. That's definitely not cool.
How is it sending cross signals if you're pulling away from a person? That's not sending cross signals.
So you pulling away as you're pulling a titty out.
See, that's the problem with these people and you guys' generation today. You automatically assume that one
my
thing
generation?
Has
First
to
of all,
equate
we're the same
to,
generation.
Yeah, but you're automatically assuming that one thing has to equate to something else. It really don't.
1 + 1 does equal 2.
Only if you're willing to give to that plus part. If you just give one little thing, but you don't give the other thing, it don't equal 2. You're still at 1.
This is probably a very good conversation, but this is fucked up.
Why?
That's some bullshit what you saying.
Hey, it's my body and I could choose to do what I want to do with it when I want to do it.
But you have to understand that this is what you're giving this signal. You are saying something by pulling a titty out. You're saying something. And you know that you are saying it. So to say that I know what I'm saying, that's like you tempting. It's like you sending mixed signals. Like I said, that's the best way to explain it. Like you sending mixed signals and you know you're doing it. And now you expect dude with his fucking dick hard to think properly.
Okay, but then we could go to the extreme and be like, okay, if a chick is butt-ass naked in your house, that automatically means that, okay, you're going to fuck her. She's supposed to fuck you.
Why is she naked in my house?
But no, what you're saying is you're giving matters. This signal.
You started with, there's a chick naked in my house. And I think, I'm automatically assuming I'm supposed to fuck. That's what you said, right?
I mean, okay, I took that so why to the hell extreme. Is she, okay, you know
like
what I'm saying?
Why is she naked in my house? She just took a shower and I'm being a creep and like, what
do okay,
you mean?
That's the extreme. But let's just say,
if she's in my bed butt ass naked and I'm like, yeah, give me an example.
Okay, so let's say you laying down with a chick, right?
And where am I laying down with
her? Even if you just laying in the bed with her, does that automatically mean that because it got to the bed, it don't matter her bed, your bed, whatever bed.
And I'm laying in the bed with her.
That automatically means that y'all had sex?
You gotta give me more I need more content to that. Why the fuck are we laying in the bed? Why are we there? What bed? My bed?
What if you're just laying in the bed?
There's mad different
reasons
you,
like,
we could be laying in the bed together.
Sleeping in the bed together.
Can I have more content? Just give me more. Just give
okay,
me
so what if a female comes to your house, for example? Mm-hmm. Or apartment or wherever you reside at. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. They go there and they decide that they want to spend the night. If they decide they want to spend the night, does that automatically mean that they're spending the night for a purpose?
This is my aunt. This is my sister. This is my...
If it's not a family member...
So that's why I need... Why is she there? Are we talking? Are you just a friend? Are you a friend of a friend? Did you just happen...
Do you have friends of friends that typically stay over at your residence?
This is why I need more content. I mean, you're giving me an example, and I don't want to be too vague with it, because I'm telling you that you wouldn't be in my bed butt-ass naked or around me popping a titty out if there wasn't intentions on one end or the other. And you're telling me that, well, the intentions are there, but if I want to... See, I can't say that.
Because I'm right. Because it sounds bad.
It's still some bullshit.
It might be bullshit, but
that's the way it is. That's like me fucking putting on a goddamn police fucking outfit and gonna go pull people over and then acting like a cop, but and then some real shit happened, and then at that point I'm like, I ain't no fucking cop. I ain't.
It's no different than a guy sitting up texting a female every single day. Texting a female. And then when you actually link up with the person, they don't say shit. It's no different than that. That's a mixed signal too.
What?
You never had a person that constantly texts you, and then when you finally link up with that person, they are dry as can be. But everything they were saying in the text messages made them seem like completely different.
No.
You never had a person, because I know from experience, I've had guys that will sit up there and they'll text me and be like, oh, I can't wait to meet you, or oh, I'm gonna do this to you.
Because he probably said that shit to mad different. He probably, like, everything that he said to you sounded great because he said it mad times to mad different people. And there comes a point to where, like, you know what I said? You ain't got no game. He gamed you. So he gamed you to the point to where he ran out of game. And nowadays that you can do all of that shit before actually meeting people like we did, my generation, we had to actually meet people and have game on the spot or talk to somebody on the spot. So by the time you got to that person, he was out of game. Like, now you're meeting the real person and now it's like, all right, my real personality. And if they ain't got one, I mean, sorry, that's what you attracted, but. You know, that's probably what that is. I don't know if you can't generalize that one either. Because and as far as has that happened to me, no, because most women that I've spoken to or I meet before I actually meet them, they're probably doing like what you're doing. Like, I got to do most of the talking. Or I got to do most of the convincing. Or I got to reel you in for the most part. So it would be the same thing. The difference for me is you'd never had that problem with me because I like to talk. So, and my personality is actually not going to come across via text. My personality is best right in your face. So that's, you know, I guess I'll be the opposite in that case. But anyway, you just went 5 minutes on some shit that had nothing to do with what we were talking about. And we got to wrap it up. So what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is that guys should not expect, nor should females expect, just because you do one thing, that automatically that means that you should have something else.
And at the same time, you shouldn't pull a fucking titty out with the intentions of putting it right back.
That is not the moral of the story.
Yeah, I think it is. I think women and men should not send mixed signals, period.
That should be then the moral of the story.
Yeah, I don't think that's cool. That's like me, like, yeah, trying to flirt or get with a chick that I'm really not attracted to just for, like, the sport of it.
But people do that all the time.
Yeah, they do. But it's wrong, is what I'm saying. It's wrong. So the fact that you're doing it and you know it's wrong is wrong. So don't fucking do it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. We out.